This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Philip Kopczynski. You should listen to my podcast. It's called Phil Cops One-Offs, Small Town News, and interesting stories from interesting people, and then animal sexual behaviors. Did you know that a kangaroo will make two different types of milk? Did you know that a spider will break his dick off in a lady spider vagina? Did you know that a pig orgasm lasts for 30 full minutes? Did you know that a dolphin will bite an eel in half just to masturbate with its corpse? You can learn all that if you listen to Phil Cops One-Offs every Tuesday. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google, the internet, dude, everywhere. If you connect to the cloud, if you talk to space with your phone, you can find my podcast. But you can also go to my website, Philip Cop Comedy. Please do it.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Oh, man, date raping all these sorority girls, it's getting so boring. Let's try to do it to a dog.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Harry J. Riley with Sophie Tomey on the news. And now your host. For the 4th of July, he's not celebrating America's independence, but every day he does celebrate being a strong, independent woman. Deese Casillas.
Malev Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thanks for coming around for another episode, guys. With me, as always, Sophie Tomey. Sophie, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
So polite as always. And no Jeremy this week, but we do have in the house the only King Pepper Snake, Mr. Harry J. Riley. How you doing?
Where them taints at, y'all?
Ready to get them taints. Jeremy said he couldn't be here when you found out Harry was going to be on the show.
Yeah, of course.
It's funny because he texted me today and he's like, hey, I'm not going to be able to come on the show tonight. My brother's flying in from Alaska. And I go, oh, well, not to pull a Catholic mom on you, but just so you know, it's Harry on the show tonight. And he's like, oh, fuck. Now he's really going to think I hate black people. I just wanted to make him feel bad about it.
He should. His brother's probably a serial killer anyway. Alaska?
Hiding up in Alaska. I know. I've said it many times, but I always want to. My dream is one day to go to Alaska with like a wind, like a yellow windbreaker on, and just walk into any bar, any day of the week, any time of day, and be like, I'm with the ATF. I'm looking for, and just watch everyone shoulder roll out the fucking window, hop on their ATVs, and disappear into the wilderness in their fucking safe haven panic rooms, underground bunkers. Because like everyone who lives in Alaska is a criminal. Like, there's no one in Alaska. Like Alaska is the Florida of the Northwest. Like, they're all just criminals and deadbeat dads. You know, no one decides to put their life at risk on a fishing boat for 8 months out of the year because they thought it was a great career path, because they stabbed their fucking teacher, their counselor, in like their alternative school. And so I had to like escape to a new life. They're in a bathroom stall in the, you know, at Victoria Island, cutting off their fingerprints and smashing out their teeth to no goddamn dental records. But
that, God damn it. Very specific.
Don't ask any more questions. Yeah. So, yeah, Alaska. You're right. Anyone from Alaska, I don't trust them. Why? What are you hiding? Yeah. Why are you so far away? You're in Canada. You're in America's Canada. What the fuck are you doing up there? I don't trust you. Anyone who wants to live that close to Kodiak bears?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing with your life?
That means you gotta wrestle bears. For your dinner,
and it's like it is dark there all the time. So you're like, I'm gonna walk out to this 16 feet to my porta potty and hope a pack of fucking timberwolves don't eat me. Like, just Christ, man, fucking move to North Dakota or something. It still sucks, but you're at least in America. I don't get it.
Alaska's like the outlet mall of states.
they're advertising, but no one really knows where it is. Like, even GPS is like, I don't know, man. Why would you want to live in like a whole? We have like two outlier states of Alaska and Hawaii, and they could not be more extremely opposite.
Yeah,
like we picked up Alaska and Hawaii, and then which one did we pick up more recently? Was it Hawaii was the last? Was that the one? Was Hawaii the one that balanced out our flag?
Yeah, gave
us 50? Did they make a new flag every time we got a new state? Or how fast are they adding states where they're like, they hadn't even got out the one with like 40, 42. Like they got to 40. We're like, we're balanced. They're like, hey, we just picked up Nevada. They're like, you fucking assholes.
What the fuck was that lady's name? Betsy Ross. Ross. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard she was good with the fellatio.
Hey, anyone with that kind of nimble hands, right? She can
sew
a flag.
Taint tickler.
She was known for two things: sewing the American flag and tickling taints. One of them's on a gravestone. It ain't the American flag. rest in peace. Yeah. In your own or country. Whatever. Who cares? She made a flag. Fuck. Million Chinese people do that every day now.
Interesting fact about Ross. She wasn't even intending to make a flag. She was going to make that design into a pair of MC Hammer pants.
Really?
And then George Washington came in and was like, that'll make a good flag. And she was like, oh.
And then a scant 250 years later, Old Navy was like, hey, we should make those into Hammer pants. And we'll sell them for $2 during 4th of July, max 5 per customer. I was thinking about that today. Because I saw a lady, because, you know, we're in the 4th of July week, you know, it's like everyone has a birthday month now, like, it's my birthday. Oh, now even America's like, it's my birthday month. Like, you get one day. We don't give a shit. And this lady's wearing like an American flag shirt. And I'm like, that seems absurd to me. Like the idea of someone wearing like. You know, what really blows up is, like, it's become a whole cottage industry of, like, you see these those typical like douchebag white guys, like the frat guys, with some guy named Chet who's got like the American flag bandana and like the
tank top,
and then it's like they got like an American flag cod piece. And I'm like, dude, you can't be mad at someone who's burning the flag and also wearing it on your dick. Like, you can't. I don't think you can do that. That doesn't. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, you have to. Where's the level of respect? Like, this could be up against my butthole. But like, you're saying your butthole is better than someone's the bottom of someone's shoe. I don't know about that, man. I might roll the dice on that one.
Just think. No, never mind.
Say it, Sophie.
This is America. Say it,
Sophie.
I was going to say, if you're trying to compare which is worse, a butthole or the bottom of someone's shoe, I really don't want to say it, but the first thing that popped in my head was, which one would you rather lick? And I don't lick buttholes, but that I wouldn't lick someone's shoe.
Wouldn't you?
Damn, if I had Sophie, a gun to my head, I would lick the bottom of a boot.
Whose butthole?
Really?
Yeah, it depends on the butthole.
Yeah, that's true.
The right butthole, I'd be... you Kim could stop Kardashian me from licking that butthole. Over.
I'd be like, oh, fuck, why you got to put the gun down, man? Let's make this a safe work environment.
A fear is an aphrodisiac for me. Cock that gun and put it to my head, I'll eat the shit out of that booty.
So there you go. They can fucking wear those fucking underwear or whatever you call them then.
The cod piece.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Sophie, would you eat a booty?
Right.
Okay, there you have it. So,
I knew that was coming.
So there we go, guys. That's Alaska eating booties. I think we covered everything already. So that's the show. Do you have any 4th of July traditions here? You do anything on 4th of July?
No. I hate holidays.
Me too. Thank you.
Holidays, I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing, man?
Right.
Act like you've seen a holiday before. Yeah. Shooting off fireworks. That should be every day, shooting off fireworks. I want to shoot off fireworks July 15th. That's a good day to shoot off fireworks.
Yeah, I want to scare neighborhood dogs every day.
Yeah. Let them know I'm coming.
Where you grew up in South Carolina, what was the deal with fireworks? Fireworks
man,
legal?
There was no laws.
It was lawless, right?
Hell yeah, man. Because
it was the 80s. You could do anything in the 80s.
Man, we used to rake yards and cut grass and stuff and save up money for the fourth. And in South Carolina, they would have the roadside fireworks stands up like a month ahead. Yeah. So you just be shooting fire. It wasn't like just a week thing. It was like all month you got the chance of blowing an arm off.
And back then they had the legit ones too. Like they were making shit that's like that. That's the stuff like Al Qaeda's using in America right now.
ISIS is like, we got 4 M80s.
Yeah. We got all the what were they? God, what was the one? There was one, it was like a box, and it had like 50 artillery shells.
Oh,
artillery
shells. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We used to light them and then hold them towards each other.
Oh, my God.
Because it was the 80s. No one got hurt in the 80s. The funny thing is, we did so much. We didn't have helmets. There were no laws. There was no protection. And I don't know anyone that lost any fingers. And now there's all these rules, and everyone's like pounding a Monster energy drink and has like 2.5 nub fingers. And like, man, my 4th of July was crazy. And like, I had to retrofit my gun so I could shoot it with my earlobe and my 2 nub fingers. I don't know how. Like I was thinking about this the other day. There was all the shit we did as kids, and because I was talking to someone the other day who is 10 years younger than I am, and I'm knocking on 37. So how old are you, Harry?
38.
Okay, so we're pretty much the same age, right? And like the I tried to explain to them the things we did, like, you know, there was no fucking helmet laws, or you just run around all day. There was no hydration, was not a thing. Like, I grew up in Southern California. It was 100 degrees out. We'd run around all day, and I would never drink water. And there was nothing like, well, what you got to do is you got to take your height, times it by your foot size, and look at measure the distance from your dick to the sun, divide that by 3, and that's how many gallons of water you got to drink in a day. Like, there was no like crazy witchcraft formula. It was just like, just fucking come back and try to have, you know, most of your face, I guess. We don't really care. I was trying to explain the Dewey Decimal System to someone.
Oh my goodness!
Because we were watching a movie, Carrie. Right, great movie, super fun movie, but super like late '70s, early '80s, and she's in the library looking through this, like, the Dewey Decimal System, like the little file. Sophie has no idea what's.
Yeah, I fucking do.
Do you?
Uh-huh. I haven't used it since elementary school, but I did learn it.
Okay, that's surprising. So, okay, and they're like, I said something about it. They're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, man, crazy, right? Like, did you even have that when you were a kid? They're like, no. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, you guys, it must have been nice just to have Google. They just have a phone, and that's their Dewey Decimal System. That's crazy. The 80s were a good time, though. Man.
Yeah, there was a sense of wonder before the internet. Now you can figure everything out in a couple seconds. I mean, I wouldn't go back to that time because, you know, I got porn in my pocket right now. I don't have to venture into the woods to find my porn.
Woods porn. That's another thing, too, is that woods porn is a thing that people, it is ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, but like that sometime in, like, I want to meet the first guy who hid a Playboy, and it wasn't even Playboy, it was like off-brand Playboy, it was like Jugs with a Z. And it was like Jugs magazine, and it was always from like almost a decade ago. And somehow it'd been preserved, and somehow everyone in the neighborhood, like, it was just somebody shellacked it with embalming fluid. It was easily cleanable and would stay preserved. And they just hid it in the woods, and everyone knew about it, and you'd find it and you'd read it. You'd sit back to back with your friends, like gentlemen, no eye contact. And you just look at it. And then you'd put it back. You'd put it back, and everyone knew about it.
That is not my experience with childhood porn.
Yeah, I don't think when women go into the woods, they find porn.
No, they become porn.
I think y'all got, yeah. I feel bad for ladies.
Yeah, I do too. I can't vote, not allowed to drive. I don't keep score when they play basketball. All kinds of shit, right? Just kidding, Sophie. You can drive.
I'm so offended. Thank you. Thanks for giving me permission.
Yeah, it was, the 80s were a good time. You know, back, it was like, 80s were like, the best day, it was like, I always say, like, pre-AIDS, mid-cocaine. It was like the best time in America. It was like, AIDS didn't exist, cocaine was good for you. You're like, yeah, do that rail. Yeah, have unprotected sex. And then all of a sudden, people started getting their AIDS, like, ah, man.
People started getting their AIDS.
Maybe we should stop. It might be too much.
And weird thing, the government gave us both of those things.
Right, yeah.
Cocaine and AIDS.
Thanks, CIA. Yeah. Way to go.
I'm about to be assassinated now.
Yeah, this whole thing is shut down. They're going to rappel from the ceiling right now. Did you have another one, Sophie? Sophie's got a 24-ounce tall can of beer.
There is tall as she is.
I know. She had one earlier, and she's like, look, I brought this, so I'm drinking less. I'm like, a big beer instead of two small ones? She's like, yeah, but it's only one. And you pulled out a second one. So she's like, well, it's still two, but I'm like, yeah, technically it's four of the ones you were drinking before.
It feels like less, okay?
you're the best.
Yeah, that's what I do with booties. I eat one big booty instead of a bunch of little booties.
Yeah. It's like Costco of booties, man. I want that in bulk. I want to talk to you about what you do outside of comedy. Everyone knows Harry does comedy.
And tickle and taints.
Go to, is it Harry, what's your website?
HarryJRowley.com.
HarryJRowley.
/ taint tickler. / your mama.
Find out where he is tickling taints next. Could be yours. Tickling taints in your town. What many people may not know is that Harry is a connoisseur of the photographic arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not just butts.
Bird butts.
Yeah.
Butts of birds. How did you get into doing photography?
Oh.
How did that become like a passion of yours?
Shit. My sister used to work for Kodak Eastman up in Rochester, New York. And she used to send me a little, you remember those instant cameras? You take the photos with it and then you sent it in to have them developed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I kind of dabbled around in that, but I wasn't really into it. I guess, you know, when you're poor, you don't really have a hobby. It's just like, I do this shit until I run out of this shit.
What's your hobby? Throwing rocks at trains.
And then after my heart attack, I was like, man, I need to start hiking. But then I was like, man, hiking is fucking boring. You're just walking in the woods waiting to find either a dead body or becoming a dead body.
Right. You're either going to become an episode of like Man vs. Wild or The First 48. And neither of those are good.
Yeah, man. So at the time, I wanted to do a made fun of something. And I just filmed myself somewhere. Because I'm a nerd about it, you know, I started actually taking photos instead of just doing the video photography.
Yeah. And now you like birds especially, right?
There's other art forms we could do, but it'll be easier to do. Like, we could all harder to, at least in my opinion, it's harder to see that guy.
Right.
Or at the very least, have people pay you for it. It's easier as hell to just take photos of my daughter or flowers or whatever.
You go find it. Yeah. You gotta want it.
Yeah, you gotta go out and find it. And sometimes you'll go out and its head or, you saw an eagle fly, but it was too far away. Challenge of wildlife photography is that you will never just walk out and down and look through hundreds of photos before you find something that's even decent.
Well, didn't you get, I think you got a perfect photo of a bald eagle taking a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't even notice at the time, but then when I was looking through it, I was like, oh man, I got this entire sequence of this bird just doing a flyby pooping.
Yeah. You know, birds are scary as shit though. Cause like, if birds were like 2 to 3 times bigger than they are, they would rule this world. Yeah. Like, I absolutely believe that they used to be dinosaurs. That dinosaurs turned, because they are just like the most vicious asshole fucking creatures in the goddamn world. And they fuck with, like, I was at Lake Coeur d'Alene, and I'm sitting there in this bay watching this little bay, and just sitting there having a beer one day, and there's this whole thing of ducks in the water, right? And then I look and I see a bald eagle, and it's circling, and it goes flying off with it in the woods. I'm like, God damn! What are you? That's I know it's not the same, but it's kind of the same. And like, even in little bird eyes, like a hummingbird is like, man, I will fuck you up. I want an itty little fucking devil eyes. And I just imagine those. There goes Larry. There ain't no getting Larry back. He You're just fucking getting fucked up. Life. You're like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to be eagle. You're going to be cool as shit. I'm a full sharp enough duck now. No, he got torn to bits while he was alive.
Larry is probably a rapist, though. Ducks are known to rape other ducks. So
he's a registered
Larry
sex
the duck rapist. That sounds like a human who rapes ducks.
That's funny. And then anything else? Shit.
Sophie,
don't even play it. He's gonna play this thing. It's from a news thing. I don't like bestiality.
Why are you protesting so much?
Because I know you're gonna play it. I'm just doing a disclaimer.
You're too small for bestiality. Everybody knows chunky women are the cream of the beast. From the bestiality porn I've watched, it's always bigger ladies who failed out of all the other genres of porn. It's like, nah, you can't do interracial porn anymore. Just foot jerking off porn. We're going to put you in the getting fucked by a donkey porn now.
Because like, there's that one where they like make him puke in the dog bowls and stuff.
What?
And now they're like, don't act like you don't know.
I haven't seen it.
Sophie, have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest.
God, that is, wow. That is perfect. You're screwed, man. You fucking killed Nicole Brown Simpson. You fucking stole that little boy in Minnesota. You done it all.
It's easy. yeah, man. Animals are crazy though. Like the animal kingdom is full of rape. Man, dolphins.
Yeah,
dolphins are gracious. Like, they fuck them.
Yeah.
Those female dolphins should learn to get food themselves.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of fucked.
I mean, they don't even have the right to vote down there yet, so you got to get it one step at a time.
Shouldn't it be no rape? We'll start with less. Work our way up. There's not bonobo monkeys, some type of monkey that will actually sell their females to other monkeys. They like for like food or shiny objects or like something. They're like currency. Yeah, and they like things they want of value. They perceive a value, and they trade their females for sexual favors. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, see? Crazy. I wonder where they get that from.
Fucking dolphins. Goddamn fucking piece of shit dolphins.
Fucking pimp monkeys out there.
I know. I just imagine one wearing like a boa. Like a boa, a little hat on his shirt.
He's got like a gum wrapper, but he likes it because it's shiny.
Yeah. Bitch, where's my shiny rocks? the animal kingdom's nuts out there, man. I don't know how. I think that's proof that humans aren't that far away from animals and stuff like that, considering the shit that humans do and how terrible we are. I think it's proof that we are more similar than we realize.
I think what makes us worse is that we can rationalize our terrible shit.
Yeah.
At least those monkeys are just like,
I don't know, man.
But a human would be like, well, somebody got to pay rent. You know, like.
What's mine is mine, and what's yours, we split.
Like, I'm on Instagram all the time, and so I follow a lot of wildlife photographers. And, you know, when you're taking pictures of wildlife, you're going to inevitably see something messed up.
Yeah.
And it was a photo of like a tiger with like a zebra head, like the rest of the body must have been already eaten.
Oh,
and it was dragging or something with the zebra head.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the comments are like, man, this is so terrible. And this is horrible, man. Just look how messed up that is. And it's like, it's a fucking tiger, man.
Yeah, what do you think?
That's the equivalent of you picking up ground beef at Safeway. That's what they do. You know, it's just
Yeah, well, he's not fucking ordering an endive salad at fucking TGI Fridays. He's a goddamn tiger. What do you think he's going to do?
He's eating zebra necks, man. Leave him alone.
He's happy he ate that week. I bet zebra tastes good. I'd eat some zebra.
I'll eat a zebra.
Man, shit. I'd try anything.
I eat the ass on a zebra. They got that nice little hind quarter there. That looks meaty.
Yeah, rump roast.
Rump.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like they'd be all like muscular and like, they're tough.
I'll eat almost anything. I'll try almost anything twice.
I'll try anything and then I'll decide whether I like it or not. But it's not like I've had like the opportunity zebra, so I'm not too like worried about it.
Yeah.
Probably the weirdest thing I've eaten is kangaroo. And that's.
I ate kangaroo jerky. Actually, I ate kangaroo steak.
It was
good. I don't know. It didn't make me want to go back for it. but there's this place in Post Falls called GW Hunters.
Okay.
And it's right off Spokane Boulevard in Post Falls. And they
I know that street very well.
Yeah, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. They have like kangaroo. They have like alligator on the menu all the time. Mm. Things like that. So and I like trying stuff like that. Speaking of, our producer, Jeremy Person, is not here tonight. We were trying to launch a podcast with his kids one time. And one of the games we played on the episode I did was we ate a bunch of, he had like all these different crazy, jerkies. There was like, wild boar, kangaroo, ostrich, just like caribou, salmon, alligator, like all this crazy crap. And we'd have to eat it, and then we had to guess what it was. Whoever had the most right got the most points and would win or whatever. I don't remember what we bet. But on the way after I left, I was driving down the comedy club, and I ripped a fart in my car. And I'm like, I got to burn this because I can't sell this car. There's no resale value. I'm like, no flora and fauna in anyone's gut was meant to eat something from every continent in the world at once. like that's ungodly. God never intended for you to, like, he's like, no one's going to be in one place that you can eat everything from every continent. That's physically impossible. And little did he know, we would make jerky and kill fucking crazy shit like a fucking kangaroo. He's like, no one's getting kangaroo. That motherfucker's mean as shit.
They got six pack, for Christ's sake.
Those guys have muscles I can't even name. Like, who's going to make an Australian fight would kill one of those things? Well, we made it. And then I put all these continent animals in my gut. And I'm like, I fart. I'm like, oh my God. I had to check my, I had to burn those pants. I'm like, I'm like emblazoned into these pants. So I just like took off my shorts and it was just like the mark of the beast in the bottom of my pants. Like looking through Damien's hair and seeing the fucking 666. It was terrible.
God damn it.
But that's okay. It.
I thought I would be good today and go before the podcast started, but I have to go again because, like, my second beer is, like, really.
Thanks for time. Do you like selling your photography or do anything? Or you just like, is it just a hobby to get you going and something to do?
Well, I've thought about selling the wildlife photography on like Etsy and stuff because I've seen other photographers do it, but I've just never took those steps.
Yeah.
But I do offer like photography like services to like seniors or all that people photography shit, but not wildlife.
Yeah. Have you do you do that often? Do you get some business there?
Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, we live in Spokane, so Spokane is like, Spokane is one of those places where, like, I have people in Seattle ask me to come over and take photos for them, and they don't mind paying.
Yeah,
but trying to do the same in Spokane is like,
Yeah, no one puts value on art.
Nobody. And it's sad because Spokane has a lot of great artists, but I think that's just the conservative nature of Spokane. Spokane doesn't really value that art to that extent. I mean, there's people who do, but I don't think it's not nearly at the same level as other places.
I think the art scene's just kind of coming around too, where it's like, I mean, it's been around in different ways, but I think it's starting to grow rapidly. Yeah. So I think people are starting to, you know, it'll happen. But it, I mean, we're still, Spokane's the second biggest city in Washington State, but we are like, we are a cow town living in, you know, inside of a big city's body. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So I mean, they have the cow town mentality for sure still.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it when you're trying to put on a comedy show.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll go to an open mic and you'll say something like, hey, come see me Friday at this place. And then you hear somebody in the audience go, I just saw that for free.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and it never, you know, and it's that mindset that, well, why would I pay for anything that I can get access to in any other way? Never mind the fact that an open mic, you might not even be doing jokes.
Right. You're doing something you thought about on the drive to the fucking open mic. You know, it's not necessarily even good yet. Speaking of comedy and that, I wanted to ask your opinion on, this is something I've talked about a lot recently, and, you know, right before the show, we were talking about our friend Michael Glatzmeyer. Now he's going to be moving soon. And, you know, we know comics that have moved in the last couple of years to bigger areas. And, you know, like Greg, who's done really, really well moving to the West Side. But what's your opinion on moving to bigger areas and how beneficial, if it's beneficial now in a day and age when you can kind of do anything remotely and, you know, there get a lot of work in other areas too.
When I first started doing comedy, 2005-06, that time, I was of the mindset that I guess it was like a valley for me, because when I first started, I was like, oh man, word of mouth to catch on, and you can blow up anywhere. And then a while after that, I was like, ooh, you need to move somewhere in order to even get the work that you saw people coming through town. Like, you see somebody coming through town, they're like, oh, yeah, next week I got a show. And you're like, man, you got shows back to back?
Yeah.
That's weird. And but now, right now, today, I think, and people would disagree. I think a lot of people would disagree with me, but I think unless you're trying to be a writer, a comedy writer, or if you're trying to do that, if you're trying to do, like I saw, I was just messing around last night, and we had it on ABC, and we was watching like these old game shows that they resurrected all of a sudden. And it was
like Press Your Luck? Press Your Luck come back?
No, it was the $100,000 pyramid.
Okay.
And then Who's Lying, or, oh man, it was like three people, a professional.
Password? Was it Password?
No, it was like three people, and then one of them is the actual thing, but they're all lying.
Yeah.
And then they had like guests ask them questions to figure out which one was the actual thing.
Okay.
And I saw the guy from Soup.
Joel McHale?
Yeah, Joel McHale. He was on both of those shows. which is weird, because it's like, how the hell are you in back-to-back shows? So if you want to do stuff like that, where your comedy kind of builds on television and your television builds on comedy, then I think you should move to a bigger city. But if you're trying to, if you're just trying to be a comic and you're trying to actually make it pay for you, I don't see why you have to leave your area, unless you live in a town with like 300 people and there's no comedy scene there at all. But if you're living someplace like Spokane or Boise or Portland or Eugene or something like that, you have nothing. You have nothing to worry about because you can always drive. You can always go to that area. You can still network with people, and that's what L.A. and New York used to be for, is networking.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen this person. I've made eye contact with this person. I've touched this person. Let's work together. But you don't necessarily have to do that anymore. You can still interact with people, and you can work with them while they're coming around. I've gotten opportunities from people that live in different areas.
Yeah.
And I've done a show with them, and then I ended up getting work because I've talked to that person and we've talked together. But I didn't have to pay $2,000 a month in rent.
Right, it goes, and that's the in it's weird because I get the idea that like being in other areas, bigger areas, it gets you around like a bigger pool of better talent, so you maybe get sharper faster. But I think you get less opportunities to go up too.
Yeah.
Whereas like, you know, you may go up, you know, you're around better comics, you do 5 minutes a week maybe. Once, twice a week, where in Spokane, you can do 3 to 15 minute sets in open mics. I mean, 7 days a week, 6 days a week almost.
Yeah.
You know, and like you can get a lot of stage time, and then, you know, there's just not as many there's fucking certainly no paying opportunities unless you're a really big comic in other areas. But
see, I think, I don't want to make it sound like I'm shitting on anybody who's left the smaller area to go. Like in Greg's case, Greg Beachler, great comic, his two sons were going over there. So it just makes sense. Oh,
well, he did.
My boys.
It's done. I think it's done wonders for him, too. Like he capitalized on it.
Yeah.
And he's become not that he wasn't a great comic when he left, but like I hadn't really seen him do comedy, and then I did a show with him down in Lewiston, had him come feature on a show, and as soon as he got on stage, I'm like, fuck you, man. Like, God damn you. You fucking, like, you could tell the difference, you know, because I've seen him do comedy for years, and, like, I could tell the difference in, like, his timing, his confidence, like, everything. And I'm like, so he capitalized on it, you know? But, like...
There's other comics I've seen gone over there and done the exact opposite. They've atrophied once they went over there.
Yeah.
Because they... What a lot of people don't understand, you go to these bigger places, L.A., San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. These places have these opportunities, but it's also a higher cost of living. Mm-hmm. Like, rent compared to in Spokane to Seattle might be double in some places.
Oh yeah.
And easy, so if you're just a janitor at a place, no special spot, you make minimum wage, it's tough to then go, oh, I just worked 12 hours, now I'm gonna go stand in line for an hour and then be number 35 on a 40-person open mic. You do 2.5 minutes. And then I got to drive 45 minutes back to my house because nobody lives in the city.
Right.
Everybody lives around the city. It, you know, after a while, you either go, oh, man, do I want my dream to work or do I want to survive?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't think about that. They just think, oh, when I get over there, there's more opportunities. But I've seen these opportunities, man. People send me messages all the time like, hey, will you come to Oregon and headline these four shows? And you're like, oh, man, headlining four shows? That's in Spokane or any other place. That's between like 700 and above. You know, that's
real money. Yeah, you're talking probably money. Average of maybe 1,000 or more even.
Yeah.
I mean, depend or give or take, but depend on the place, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, you go down and you do these shows. And even before you take out expenses, you're like, I made $200? Yeah. What the fuck did I just do in my life? And I know that's because they have more comics, so, you know, supply and demand.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's that's when you have that many comedians all jockeying for that
right
for that brass ring. there's just nothing but scraps left over for everybody else to fight over. Yeah. That's why Spokane's worked out for me for 15 years.
Yeah, and I think Spokane's a great place to cut your teeth in comedy, and then kind of expand out from there. I mean, yeah. Really. I mean, in L.A., a place like L.A., New York, and things like that, there was a time, you know, say like the comedy boom in the 80s, when agents were sitting in comedy clubs looking for talent.
Yeah.
Like, there's agents are not sitting anywhere looking for talent anymore.
Yeah, they probably haven't done that since, what, the smartphone era?
Yeah, right. Because now, if someone is worth their time, it's going to show up as a YouTube link on their like, someone's going to Facebook them, send them a message, be like, check this out. Like, they're not searching anyone out. Like, yeah. Anyone can put their material out, so they're just found. You know, those people end up being found. But
and with like America's Got Talent and NBC just did a talent search, and Just for Laughs just did a nationwide talent search.
Yeah,
this is what they do for people who don't know. What they do is they'll go to like a comedy club in a major city. So they went over on the west side of Washington, and then they say, hey, what's 15 comics that you think should be on this show? And because these clubs don't want to look stupid, you know, because if you just bring up 15 open micers that are not good.
Yeah.
Just for Laughs isn't coming back. So they go, oh, yeah, we had this guy over here, and he was amazing. We had this guy, and he was amazing. I don't live nowhere near Tacoma, but damn it, if I didn't get a Just for Laughs audition, and I live in Spokane, because I don't understand how people think, like, relationships work. But if I meet you and you had a lasting impression on me, I remember you for 90 years. That's what humans do. Humans, you see somebody who's real good on stage and you remember that person. And then when you're like, oh, who fits this category for me to put in that spot? Then you go in your mind, Rolodex, and you pull that person out. That's how it works. I don't understand this whole, you got to be in the town and meet that person and fucking go on merry-go-rounds with them and shit. Right. It's like that. People are adults. Grown adults don't hang out like that. It's networking is more like after a show you walk up to the comedian and you go, hey, my name's Harry. I'm also a comedian. Nice to meet you, man. And then unless they met 2,000 other comedians, they will remember you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember a comedian. Like I met Casey McClain, good comic over in Tacoma. Yeah, I met him like 4 years ago or some shit like that. And, or something like that. It was a long time from the first time, the second time. He was like, you don't remember me. Look, yeah, I remember you. I might not know your last fucking name. Yeah. But yeah, I remember you. And that's how it works. You know, so people, I think people, humans have this terrible thing where their knowledge is always 10, 20 years behind, because you still hear people go, oh, if you want your car to be warm, you got to go out and start it up a half an hour before you go outside. And it's like, these are modern cars. The heater will work in a couple minutes.
You have to wind your car up too.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what's going on. It's like the 90s is still sticking around, and people are like, oh, you want to make it big, you go to New York, you go to L.A. I mean, you do have a higher chance because you know, those bigger acts are always, you know, circulating around New York and LA. Yeah. So you will have a greater chance, but there's nobody sitting in the Midwest who's like this amazing comic that's not getting work because they stayed in the Midwest. They might not be on television. They might not be like living in a castle like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But if you're good, people will find you.
Well, Kyle Kinane told me that, like, he's like, you just have to, we were talking about one night, he's like, you just have to live by an airport, man. You know, yeah. I mean, he lives in LA, but he's like, his girlfriend works for Comedy Central. And he's like, yeah. if she didn't work for Comedy Central, like, he's like, I'd be in Oregon somewhere. I'd be like in Eugene or Corvallis, Oregon. It'd be close enough to an airport. I mean, Chad Daniels in the middle of Minnesota. Nate Bargatze is out like outside in some, like, rural Tennessee.
Yeah.
Fucking Dan Cummins lives in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I mean, these people, as long as they live near an airport, like, yeah. I can, you know, I can get to anywhere if you're at that level where you're traveling, you know, flying places for weekends. So, and that's kind of the yeah, I agree with you. I think it's one of those things where people think getting out is too. I mean, you have getting on the road is good. Feeling like you have to go somewhere else is. I don't in today's day and age. I don't know. Like I don't know if you. I mean, there's good. There's benefits to it. Don't get me wrong. There's benefits to it, especially if you do it right when you go. But I mean, there's benefits to being in an area like this, having low cost of living. We have a great club, a lot of stage time, and then a lot of places you can go and do shows locally. I mean, not even but I'm within like 8 hours of here, you know, or even a little more. That's you can get a lot of.
We got an entire country to go to within 8 hours of us. So it's like,
If you're going to Canada, you know,
I mean, there's money. If you're trying to be on television, then you probably have to go to LA or New York or Chicago, Atlanta comedy, and do it where you're getting paid. Like you said, just be near airports to have your car parked there. And you're all right.
Just have a good enough friend to get you there.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of places you live. I'm going to bring back, I want to play a little game with you, a game we used to play. It is called Your Shitty City. so.
Are you ready? It's time to play Your Shitty City.
Harry, the name of this game is Your Shitty City. The way it works is we compare your hometown city. I did some research. St. Matthews, North South Carolina. Is that right?
Yeah.
So we compare your city's crime rates to the national average.
Oh, my God. There's only like 8 people there, so everything is going to be like Guadalajara.
I found this. The way this works is years ago, I had a friend, and we were traveling to Seattle. And then directly after, we were going down to Portland, then we were coming back to Spokane. And she had never been to Portland. And I like Seattle and I like Portland, but I like Portland better. And I told her, like, if you like, she's like, oh, I love Seattle. I just love Seattle. I go, if you like Seattle, you're going to love Portland. Like, the food's better. The downtown's cooler. Like, everything about it, I like, in my opinion, I like Portland better. And then she's like, oh, I don't know. I feel like Portland's, like, less safe. She had like this idea in her head that Portland was less safe than Seattle. So I found this website where you could compare cities and their crime rates. And ever since then, I like playing this game. What we're going to do is this compares your hometown to national average crime rates. And we're just going to have – I'm going to tell you what the national average is. And then you have to guess what – you think your town is, okay?
All right.
And this is per 100,000 people, so it's like a per capita thing. We're going to start with robberies. Per 100,000 people on average in the U.S., there was 100 robberies. How many were in St. Matthews?
Damn. If the United States is 100, then I'm going to say...
How many people are in St. Matthews?
Oh, man. It might be... Oh, man. There might be 20,000 if they count every single person plus some gravestones that...
I'm just trying to think if there's how they're doing this then, if they're scaling up or down, because there's not 100,000 people there. So I guess So, yeah. Anyway, that'd be the same, I guess. So, okay. So, per 100,000 people per capita, it is 100 on average in the U.S. for robberies.
And you want a number.
Yes.
I'm going to say 120.
It is. Well, it's higher. It's 200.
God damn.
Double the national average.
Man.
For robberies.
Yeah, I was trying to eke it up a little. God damn, St. Matthews. They're okay. Robbing the same four people. It's like, damn, motherfucker, yeah. Just tuck that chain. Why do you keep doing that?
Rick is like, again?
God damn. All right. I got this.
Okay. So now we're going to go to assaults.
Oh, Lord.
Per 100,000 people in the national average, there are 300 assaults.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
How many are there in St. Matthews?
There's a lot of bushes in St. Matthews for people to jump out of. So I'm going to say 738.
Oh, shit.
It's about 400.
Oh, shit. So
about
not
400. Not a lot more, but there's more.
Damn, St. Matthews, what the fuck have y'all been doing since I left? Man, they must be waiting for me to come back. They're like, let's beat up some bitches until Harry gets
back. Yeah, we need something to do. So it's just Rick getting robbed and assaulted all day. Now it's burglary. I don't know. What's the difference between robberies and burglary? Is burglary just like a lower amount? Like
you're wearing a mask with a burglary.
Okay.
I think you're going into a house with a burglar.
That's a burglary?
Or going into a building.
Okay. Is that the difference? Okay. Yeah. So the national average per 100,000 people in the U.S.
is going to be high.
Is about 500.
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be way higher than that. Okay.
What is it in St. Matthews?
Man, burglaries. See, it's the South, so people think that there's a lot of guns down there. But it's also... the South and the Black South.
Yeah.
So
it's
there's
not the,
guns.
It's not the Hick South.
Yeah.
Where they're like.
So all the guns are like messed up. Like I watched a drive-by one time, like from my porch. And between the three guns I saw, I heard two gunshots because the guns didn't work.
Like jamming up.
Yeah. And these were revolvers. So it's just, yeah. It's
a drive-by. You gotta be a good ass shot. You can't get six shots off. How slow were they driving?
And I didn't want to say anything because one of the shooters were on my porch, so I didn't want to be like, dude, one shot.
Well, that's all you got.
I'm gonna
say. I think
say,
you could say something though.
Yeah, yeah, it's like you ain't got no bullet. Yeah.
You gonna wake up my mom.
Okay, so 500. I'm gonna say. 629.
It is about 900.
Good God. God damn. I just didn't think that many people are just breaking into other people's houses.
They're burglaring.
There's a lot of dogs down there. And just a lot of like, just a lot of dogs. Well, the dogs are usually on chains. People don't treat their dogs down there the way they treat them up here. So
they're just outside dogs?
Yeah. So you it's once you get outside and get inside. It's safer inside. Thank God I'm in this house to burglarize
these,
shit.
These dogs are getting robbed and shit. All right, now we go to assaults. Per 100,000 people, about 400 get assaulted in American national average. In St. Matthews,
I'm going to say, oh, yeah, assaults. That's going to be higher. I'm going to say 716.
That's real close, about 700. All right, yeah, look at that. He's got.
I know those crazy bitches.
He knows who beats people up, at least. Now on to thefts. That's weird. Auto thefts. Auto theft.
Oh, my goodness. There's only 9 cars down there.
The national average is about...
it's got to be high.
It's about 250.
Oh, wow.
In St. Matthews, it is...
you know what? You gotta also account for like the not just the people breaking it into the car and driving it away, but the people who, like the teenager who stole the keys and drove away.
Oh, so, took his mom's car, joyriding. Yeah. The...
So I'm gonna say 311.
Underestimating your people in South Carolina. It's 175. It's actually lower. Oh, that's wow. The one that's lower.
Shit. Well, I did used to walk everywhere, so that does make sense.
Arson.
I'll set some shit on fire in my day.
The national average per 100,000 is 20 arsons.
Wow.
20 arsons.
Wow, that is... Well, I guess since they made it a felony, people were like, that ain't worth it.
Yeah,
just burning down
true.
A goddamn house.
I'll just shoot them with, yeah. with my revolver and then burglarize them. How many arsons in St. Matthews?
Shit, if it's 20, I'm going to go 9.
60.
There's
a lot of motherfuckers burning down houses.
What the fuck? Man, what a, St. Matthews, stop burning shit. It's already hot down there. What the fuck are y'all doing?
And lastly,
oh,
rape.
Oh, I thought it was going to be murder.
The national average per 100,000
people, oh, this is going to be a sad statistic.
Is about 30.
That's still
That's
sad.
That's not accurate. I'm just
yeah. There's a lot of
underreporting
on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be like 120 real, if you count like all the unreported ones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nasty perverts out there.
Yeah.
But there's one thing I know about St. Matthews. I know about their sexual proclivities. And that's a freaky ass town. But here's the thing. Because it's Southern, so you got two things against it. It's Southern and it's Black. And if there's one thing I know about Black people is they love to keep shit hidden. They don't never say like, oh, Cousin Gregory was fingering Grandma last night. They don't never they don't never say shit like that. So if it's 30, I'm going to say out of all the unconsensual lovemaking. I'm going to go 73.
It is higher. It's 50.
Oh,
50.
Damn.
So you win. Although, damn. The funny thing about this is in like in two, it's pretty consistent across the board since the year 2000. About 30 is the national average, about 50 in St. Matthews, but for some reason 2008 it jumped up to like 200 in
holy
St. Matthews.
Shit.
like two.
That was just one guy. That was one guy
raping the shit out of people for
oh
1 year. Actually, the
holy
funny thing is
fuck.
In 2008, so literally in 2000 all the way up to currently it was like 50 on average. 2008 it jumped up to like 200. 2009 it went to like zero and then it goes back to 50. So
I
like,
know what they huh, I wonder if they yeah, I think it was probably one serial rapist that they knocked a lot of cases out, I bet you.
Yeah, they just,
like one person who was accused of raping like
150
yeah.
people.
So St. Matthews was like 50?
It's 50 on average, yeah, like consistently.
There's okay. a lot of perverts there, man. Like,
can you see what Helena's was again? Because he did this to me. We, like, did all the crime rate, and, like, most of the stuff was low, but I just remember Helena being, like, rape heavy.
I can see that. Not to downplay Helena. I like Helena, but towns like that that have that
people
more conservative,
nice.
Yeah, has a little more, like, down to, I guess that's the word, down to earth type of mentality. Rape or just it just seems like there's three or four people just doing all the
no,
rapes.
I just feel like it's places where people are afraid to be mean.
Yeah,
that's
Helena
how
has
I
a lot of rape.
Girls are
it's on average, so it's been consistently going up since the early 2000s. It's like about 200.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay, that's what I remember. Yeah, I was like, holy fucking shit.
That's an epidemic type number, right? Yeah. That's not a one guy.
No, that's just
because that one guy raping in 2000. We hope he got caught in 2000. We're like, we ain't got nothing on him.
Yeah, and we like we're not big on like burglaries or thefts. No, just like too busy really raping. Rapey. Yeah,
we ain't got time to steal shit. I'm just stealing her purity.
Yeah.
Good God, that is high.
I think that's the one thing we found when we were when I first found this game. We were comparing Seattle and Portland. Is it? In general, Portland was lower than everything except for like they were off the charts with rape. I'm like, God, what are these fucking?
See sites like that would keep me up all night because I'll just be looking at numbers for everything.
Yeah, all right, Sophie, you ready to get into some news?
Yep.
St. Matthews, rape town.
There you go.
God, all right. Damn, stop raping. Ask politely. And if she says no, there's always a tree hole somewhere. Yeah,
go and find that woods porn.
Yeah. You know it's there.
Yeah, it's there somewhere, still there. All right, Sophie, let's get into some news.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
Damn, Sophie.
I know, right?
You need the little Nas X that shit. Put it up. Shit.
All okay. Right, Sophie, what do you got for us?
Well, a lot of the news I found today was really depressing, so I thought I'd start on something that I knew you would enjoy.
Yeah.
Former GOP chairman arrested for masturbating in a woman's wig outside his ex-wife's house.
I don't know what the problem with that is.
Yeah, I knew that. So he was found peering into the windows of his estranged wife's home while donning a woman's wig and touching himself. Oh, I thought, see, now I feel bad. Now I feel like I'm like shaming him for wearing a woman's wig. I thought he was just jizzing into a woman's wig.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah.
I think he's like a merkin. Like he's got like a merkin. I think he was probably wearing the wig so people wouldn't think it was a guy masturbating outside. They're just like, look at that girl outside that window.
Yeah. What would a girl possibly be doing with that motion? Like, watering her plants really aggressively?
Get some water.
Yeah.
That was the littlest spritz of water I've ever seen. maybe her hose is kinked up or something. I don't know what that is. Like, can we see a picture of the guy? Do you have a picture of him?
Yeah, he looks, like, messed up.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was
a GOP chairman.
Outside
Yeah, that too.
Oh, yeah, he looks like somebody who would do some shit like that.
Yeah, he touches looks, kids. He doesn't look well.
Do you know what state he was a GOP chairman in?
I want you to guess. Both of you take a guess.
Oh, God. Missouri.
Oh, damn. I was going to say that, too. So I'm going to pick Kansas.
Okay. It was Boise, Idaho.
Oh, wow. Man, local guy.
All right.
Yep, yeah. So they responded to a complaint.
Put some money on his books. I'm going to send him a pack of cigarettes.
How much
Let's send him some Virginia Slims just to fuck with him.
Call the cops on him for masturbating in public. I bet whoever in Idaho called the cops on him for wearing a woman's wig.
Transgender.
Yeah, right.
Former chairman for the Republican Party. I guess that's what the headline said. As it turned out, Parker was peering into the complex of his ex-wife, who had a temporary restraining order out against him, prohibiting him from seeing their children or entering her property.
Man, he don't give a fuck about them kids.
He thought he was going to Hannah Montana that shit. He said the wig was supposed to conceal his identity. Yeah.
More like hand job Montana. He was. What are you? What's doesn't he have the internet? Fucking Jesus Christ! Yeah. Like who? Anyone who's been married for that long doesn't want to masturbate to their wife. Yeah. They want to fucking, dude, they're fucking hiding in the bathroom with their AirPods trying to beat off in silence. Fucking, like, you've been taking a long shower.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I mean, it's already, like, weird enough because he's wearing a woman's wig, masturbating outside his estranged wife who has a restraining order against him. His apartment. That was a long sentence, but when asked to explain his behavior, Parker told police that he was there to, quote, scare a different female in the building and not his wife.
What the? Oh my.
Wait, he was there to masturbate to a different woman?
To scare. Specifically, well, he's
like
quoted.
I feel like
that's how you scare
masturbating
women.
Masturbating in a wig is one way to scare them.
Louis C.K. was doing it. Yeah. He scared a lot of ladies.
But also, that's like a weird excuse. Like, if you're trying to, like, be found not guilty, like, oh, yeah. No, I was trying to scare a different woman. And they said that when police tried to contact
like,
the woman.
All right. Well, in that case, let
they
him
couldn't
go.
Reach her. Oh, my God.
See, that's what happens when you don't have an excuse before you commit the crime. You got to, when you're committing a crime, you got to already say, all right, if I get caught,
yeah,
this is what I'm going to say.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah. Don't just say, what he should have said was, I'm trying to eliminate this bug infestation near this window.
Yeah. This
is all I had handy.
Yeah. Everybody knows bugs do
get
not
it
like
handy.
Straight per.
I mean, yeah, take this guy's not like a fucking didn't go through master class with the groundlings or something. He's not that quick on his feet where he's in fucking improv some shit. He, again, why don't these people, I don't understand that, like, the creepy masturbation to some woman in person, like, just fucking the internet.
Yeah,
because it's not about that. It's not about masturbating. It's about, like, sending a message or, like, control or, like, making her feel like she's, like, always being watched. Even if he was just trying to scare another woman in the building, he maintains in court that this incident was the product of a grand misunderstanding. No matter.
I just hate when people use these types of excuses. Just own up to it. Just say, look, the failure of my marriage is messing with me, and it made me do something that I now truly regret. Don't say, it's not what you thought. You know, it's not what you thought. I know I had on a wig. I know I had my dick out. I know I was jerking that dick, but
you're misunderstanding.
Yeah, you're misunderstanding.
Right.
In some cultures,
I was barely erect.
Yeah.
So this is what's fucked up. I also want you guys to guess what his bail was set at.
Oh, nothing.
White GOP member in Idaho. Take a guess at to.
He probably got carried out on a cross.
Oh, the liberals are just trying to pin him down.
Yeah.
$1,200.
I'm gonna say $2,500.
Okay, well, it was $5,000, but still,
that's still nothing.
We could almost afford to wear wigs and masks.
That's like $500. That's $500 to a bail bondsman. Yeah. It's like 10%.
Yeah,
man. Everybody can get a hold of $500.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, if you can't get a hold of $500, man, you don't commit crimes. Shit.
Some people are committing crimes to get the $500. This seems like he's gonna get off with nothing. I mean, it's Idaho GOP. He's gonna be like, it doesn't fucking matter. Goddamn, that kid, what's his name, Brock, whatever, just got out of jail.
Yeah.
I mean, he was raping a girl.
A piece of literal shit.
It's crazy to me that like, that's like, yeah, 6 months, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want to, like, tarnish his career. He's a promising athlete.
Man, he tarnished that girl's booty hole. He should get. He should have got.
She's fucking like thrown under the rug for
It's crazy. That type of shit. There should, if there's minimum like minimum mandatories for like drug laws and shit, how about we have minimum mandatories like sexual assault?
Yeah,
and
rape even more.
At least they. At least you know that they are gonna reoffend. If somebody, if you threw somebody in jail for selling drugs, you don't know if when they get out they're going to sell drugs again.
Yeah.
But if that person touched a bunch of people, that motherfucker's coming out to touch more people. That's what he's going to do.
All of Helena, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so we did the masturbation.
I thought he was jerking off into a wig, and I was like, wigs are expensive, man. You don't just jerk off into a wig.
Okay. So I thought that one was like we would do that. And now I'm going to do the thing where I name a couple headlines and you guys tell me which one we should talk about. So this is about an American trophy hunter killed a rare black giraffe, turned its skin into a gun bag and throw pillows. That's the first headline. Second headline. Wow. An Alaskan teen murdered her best friend after an online catfisher promised her $9 million.
Oh, I'd kill my best friend for if I thought I was getting $9 million.
Catfisher? That's the key word. Okay,
I'd be like, first of all, there's no catfish in Alaska. Don't try and fool me.
I thought that this was like ironic because we were just talking about nature and everything. Man mauled and preserved as food by bear survives a month in its den.
Oh, I heard about that.
Wow.
Yeah, a guy who's like, his back was broken and... And he's well. Here's the thing: like, I clicked on the story. When I go to Reddit, they're like, they were talking about it, but also they're trying to prove the validity of the guy's claim.
He's dead. There's no fucking.
Wait, he died?
Yeah.
How do they know he lived a month then?
I thought they were trying. I clicked on the story because it seems like this is what we're going to talk about.
I also want to talk about the guy who shot the giraffe, but let's go back. Circle back.
And it was a girl. Women can fucking poach animals too.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But they can.
America.
Known only as Alexander, the victim was mauled and dragged into a brown bear's den as food for later. When found, he resembled a mummified corpse. The Russian wilderness. Oh, this happened in Russia.
Wow, that's shit. Yeah.
So it's so expansive that a lost or injured hiker might never be found alive again. Another considerable element of this enormous terrain, of course, is the deadly wildlife one can encounter. According to The Sun, one such victim was found half dead in a bear's den. Half dead! So maybe
he's paralyzed.
Make a claim.
He's a paraplegic. Half of him was dead.
It had been a month since the man had been dragged by the ferocious bear into its hideout, known only as That was a period, not a comma. Dragged by the ferocious bear into its hideout. Like, period. Known only as Alexander, the man had a broken spine. Fuck, I can't read. And was so badly injured that he looked mummified.
Holy
the hunters who discovered
alive,
Alexander.
Right?
Yeah, they said it was a miracle. He survived it all. Okay. The photographs, though disturbing, indicate just how close to death he was. Oh, well, I thought this would be more like... Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. For those of the podcasters who don't get to see the pictures, it's pretty fucked up.
Toes look like... Oh!
He looks like a fucking mummy.
He looked like that dude from Seven.
Oh, yeah, wait. Can I see that poster? Holy shit. That
for all the podcasters, imagine the movie Seven where they found that guy on the bed and that guy from that one hospital show that Zach Braff was on, started making fun of him.
Scrubs.
And then the guy was like, he was like, oh, no, you're still alive. That's how he looked.
That is crazy.
That is gross as fuck.
Can you imagine how scary that would be every
yikes? Yeah, for a month.
Yeah, you're just hanging out there.
Man.
You think he's got like Stockholm Syndrome where he wants to go back and live?
Yeah, I understand where that bear was coming from.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he was just trying to live, get a meal. Why would the bear wait a month? I guess bears, you know. Russia. Never mind. It's Russia. They're different over there.
Probably drunk on vodka the entire month. It's one of those vodka drinking bears.
The bears out there riding a buffalo, fucking chasing down humans, throwing vodka bottles at their head.
Holy shit. A month. Like, you're supposed to die at what, a week without water?
Yeah. What? Maybe he was eating snow or. I don't know, man.
Maybe the frost off that bear's taint. He was suckling on it.
Yeah, I don't fucking. It doesn't say.
Wow. Man, that dude needs to get his fingers unmummified and write a book immediately. And have Zach Braff play him.
Man, if that guy.
And I'll play the bear.
I wanna see that guy go on to compete in like American Ninja Warrior.
I think he's probably done enough, and he's Russian.
Russian Ninja Warrior. So maybe he was on Russian Ninja Warrior and he lost. he didn't make it past the bear obstacle. No one ever does.
Man, you always hear about survival stories, right? And you're always like, I think I can manage that, but that's difficult. Like, oh, this person was lost out at sea for 6 weeks. I could do that. Or, oh, this person had his arm trapped under a boulder for a couple of days. And
It off with his
pocket knife. I could do that. Maybe I could. I couldn't do that shit. There's no way. I'll be like, bear! Bear! Fucking eat me already.
Don't I look yummy? Yeah.
Maybe that bear drug him in. You know, like when you buy food and then you look at it and you're like, I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah, I'm never going to get around to that.
Human. I had human last week.
Yeah, who am I kidding? I'm not going to eat turkey ground beef. All right, let's do the giraffe thing, and then I think we're probably going to get out of here for the night.
Okay. A black giraffe.
A Kentucky hunter received backlash after she posted photos of her smiling over the black giraffe that she shot and killed. In a TV interview, she argued that she was contributing to conservation efforts. This is the beautiful black giraffe. Holy fucking shit. She looks like she's from Kentucky.
And she's pointing up like she just scored a touchdown.
She's probably like thanking Jesus.
See, all right. I understand hunting. I also understand the whole trophy hunting craze because a lot of times what they do is they offer these people the chance to kill these animals and offer them and they charge them a shit ton of money. It's not like buying a hunting license here where
like $30.
They pay 50, 60 grand and above, and they usually end up killing one of the animals that's on the decline. Yeah. Like especially with tigers, once they reach a certain age where the younger tigers have kicked it out of the group, it'll just be like a lone tiger.
It's kind of rogue tiger.
Yeah, and so it's like, are we going to let it basically starve to death or have somebody pay us 70 grand to shoot it, do all that shit, and then they use that money to fund the actual paying of the people who actually work in these conservation areas.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like charging people to break into a house and steal shit. But I understand that. But I don't get why people are so happy they killed these animals because it's not like the animal, number one, knew it was in a life or death struggle. It didn't know it was in life or death. The animal didn't have any weapons. The animal, I can understand if like you were just taking a hike and this black giraffe just came out of nowhere and just started slapping you in the face with his hoof. And as a last resort, you had to shoot it. But it's just sitting there grazing, and then you come along in a truck with people who guided you to the animal. Yeah. It's not like they were out there looking for the animal.
Tracking.
Yeah. So,
she's wearing a camo shirt and blue jeans.
That giraffe knew that person was there. They're like, probably somebody from Kentucky.
She's probably got Crocs on. I've always said, if you want to kill an animal, you should have to kill it the way it would kill you.
Yeah.
Like, you got to put on hooves and a big old long neck, and you gotta go fight that fucking giraffe. And if you can take that giraffe at that point, man, you fucking earn that one.
Yeah, take as many fucking photos.
Yeah, you, man, I will applaud you. I'll throw flowers at you and your when you can land back in America. Yeah.
I just don't get that. I mean, kill them if you want to, but don't make it seem like, don't compare it to other sports where there's actual competition.
Yeah.
Every other sport has actual competition except for hunting. There's no competition.
They don't know. That's why I only hunt humans. The most dangerous game of them all.
And I call them the night before. Yeah. And I go, look, I'm going to shoot you in the neck tomorrow. So you better be on your lookout.
I do that thing where I wake up in the morning and I go outside and put my ear to the ground. I grab a couple blades of grass and let it drift off in the wind. Watch it.
Yeah,
it's when the poaching is shitty, but yeah, like Harry said, these a lot of times too with the meat, they give it to like local villages and tribes and stuff too.
Yeah, so it's not like
it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah.
But I have such a soft spot for animals. Like the Chinese Dog Meat Festival always.
Yeah, that's oh my goodness. Shauna was showing me videos of this shit, and I had to, you know, you're disgusted because you know the dogs.
Yeah.
But then I had to tell her, like, I mean, it's weird, but that it's their culture,
right? Like, maybe in India, cows are sacred.
Yeah,
and we eat the shit out of them. Like,
I love these animals, you know. But I mean, I'm not gonna I'll look at it and go, well, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I think it is right to condemn it. To be like, let's treat animals, especially the way they were doing it. They were just using like a flamethrower thing and just.
Right.
Like from the video that I watched, they just had a flamethrower burning. It's like, do we have to do that?
Yeah, like, that seems like the least.
Yeah.
I have always said, though, I think do you think in China they call it the Chinese Dog Meat Festival? Or they probably just call it the Dog Meat Festival. Yeah. Like, they know where they're at. They're not mistaking it for a different dog meat festival there. All right. Well, Harry, before we get out of here, tell people where they can find you coming up soon on shows and how your social media, things like that.
Yeah, because I'm never coming back again because I never get invited.
We'll have you back soon. I realize it's been quite a while since you've
been on. It's been years.
Years. I'm coming up on 5 years of doing this show in 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Again, five goddamn years doing this bullshit. Yeah. I'm going to quit.
Can't do that.
I will be in Wenatchee, Chelan, the 9th. The 9th in Wenatchee. Not the 9th. The 10th in Wenatchee. The 11th and 12th in Chelan. Go to... All my dates are on Harry J. Riley Funny Person. Or all my social media stuff is King Peppersnake. It's spelled just how it sounds. But for you people in Spokane... I will be doing a show at the Quality Inn July 19th. That's the Quality Inn July 19th. So if you want to see my ass, that's where you go.
And if you live in Spokane, definitely go see Harry. And if you don't, fucking come here and see him. It's worth seeing. And if you live outside the area, just find him, follow him on social media, check out everything he does. You listen to him on Spotify, look at the King's Pepper Snake album. You can hear the album, right? Is it on Spotify?
Yep.
On Spotify, list the album.
And the King Pepper Snake show is coming back.
All right.
Yeah, I couldn't do it today because I had to wash dishes. But that's how my life is. Oh, that's one activity. Well, I got to knock some other ones out the way. So I'll be recording a new episode tomorrow. Yeah, it's been a while since I did a new episode, so I'm coming back.
All right. Are you trying to get back on that regularly?
Yeah, I'm trying to get, yeah. Right. I was just being lazy about it. I was making an excuse for why I shouldn't. And I like making podcasts, so I'm going to get back on it.
Content is good. So anyway, follow Harry, check him out, and go see him live, guys. All right, Harry.
So I could take a yo ting.
Whether you like it or not. if you see him in Helena, he's definitely going to be against your will.
Give me that ting.
All right, guys. For the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Harry and Sophie, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Alaska, Betsy Ross, Old Navy, Kim Kardashian's booty, women's basketball, Larry the Duck, Dolphins, Helena Montana, St. Matthews, South Carolina, Frat Boy Chet, and Monster Energy Drink. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
I heard she was good with the fellatio.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!